This is Scott Beck with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by one of the true leaders for a long time in the orthopedic space, Laura Rector and Smith & Nephew. Laura serves as the Vice President of Surgery Centers at Smith & Nephew. She leads the company's Positive Connections program. We're going to talk about that today. Smith & Nephew, of course, leader in the orthopedic space. We're going to talk today about riding the wave of outpatient joints, how Smith & Nephew is building positive connections in surgery centers. Laura, can I ask you to take a moment to introduce yourself before we get started?
Sure. Hi, thanks. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. I've been at Smith & Nephew now for about a year and a half, and my background and experience is in medical device, med tech, having worked in orthopedics for about 10 or 15 years or so, and then also in other med devices. Excited to be here leading the ASC strategy and the positive connections development for Smith & Nephew, and see a really bright future for the space that we're creating and the strategies we have to grow the business at Smith & Nephew in the future.
Thank you. Smith & Nephew has been magnificent in the orthopedic space. It's doubling down again in surgery centers, investing heavily in surgery centers and digital health. Tell us, what is, quote unquote, positive connections, and why is now the time that Smith & Nephew is doubling down again in surgery centers and digital health?
Yeah, and that's a great question. I think we all see the same things. The ASCs are in the U.S. have outpaced the number of hospitals in 2020. That was a big moment. We all see this trend, and we're searching for ways to add value to our business. So positive connections for us is, how do we connect with our customers? Who are our customers, and how do we connect with those customers in new and unique ways? We call it our beyond product strategy. We feel like we do a fantastic job supporting our current customer, owner operators or surgeons, with products, world-class products, and a really fit robotic product for the ASC. But there are so many other needs as surgeons migrate their cases from the hospital to the ASC, and that's a real growing trend. So that's what we do here in Positive Connections, and that's what we call our beyond product strategy, which is all the things we can bring to the customer that don't really involve the implant, but help them do the job that they need to do in the total care of the patient.
Thank you. And you made a really interesting point that we had the crossover point recently, where there's about 5,600 Medicare certified surgery centers in the country. There's about 5,200 acute care hospitals in the country. You've clearly flipped the chasm to where there's more surgery centers than hospitals, and still a great mix of where orthopedic surgery is done. Take a moment, Laura, and talk about the Positive Connections program and sort of what do the programs and partnerships, what does that consist of?
Yeah, we get asked that a lot. What does it really mean to do something beyond product, and how can we serve these customers differently? And we really spent a lot of time thinking about this, Scott. It really revolves around the people needed to support that changing tide from the hospital to the ASC. As I mentioned, we have the products, but it's about programs. What do the customers, the patients need? What do the surgeons need to do a better job at creating a different patient experience? And then partnerships. What do we, as Smith & Nephew, what can we bring to the party? And then, there are so many adjacencies out in med tech of companies that are doing a fantastic job that can meet one part or a piece of the needs of the ASC customer. But how do we piece those together and create a whole connected experience? And that's around partnerships. The program's part of it is around, can we think outside of the box? Are we an implant company, or can we be something more? And then from that, we've created a whole digital platform, which fits that piece of it. So when we look at it, we say, well, what is it? And how can we serve our customers differently? It's by coming at this a little more comprehensively than just the surgical episode. Does that make sense?
Yes, no, absolutely. And Smith & Nephew has done a magnificent job of staying connected with orthopedic knee surgeons, et cetera, for a very long time, total joint surgeons in the surgery center and the orthopedic space, has done a great job of staying connected. Talk for a moment about the key areas of concern as you see this migration, and just generally for ASC owners, for surgeons, for ASC administrators, and how does the program and Smith & Nephew support those leaders, ASC owners, surgeons, and administrators?
Sure. So we've done quite a bit of research in this. You know, we had a blank page when I came in, and we built the team. And the blank page was, if you took off all the shackles of who we are and what we do, and we really dig into the customer pain points, how they're being supported, how they're not being supported, our studies and research have shown us that customer expectations have changed. It's not just about showing up to the surgery with the implant, but it's gone far beyond that in wanting us to not just provide an implant at a reasonable price, table stakes and baseline expectations like that we'll finance our equipment or things like that. I mean, if an orthopedic company doesn't have these items right now, that would be surprising. So that's kind of ordinary business. They want a partner that understands their business, that can take that journey with them and become more efficient, help them be more efficient, provide access to resources, improve the satisfaction of their patients. Can we help them with better outcomes, provide tools, data is a big component of all of this. And when you bring it all together, that's kind of the bucket of needs that we're seeing. Things like the very specifically, you know, if we drill in specific, every meeting that we've attended, especially at the Becker's conferences, they always ask, how do you do patient selections? You know, when you have your thought leaders up talking about their journey and migration from the hospital to the ASC. So we have a tool that helps with patient selection. Logistical support is always a big deal. You know, site of care and ASC, they don't have a lot of storage and things of that nature. So there's a lot of needs that are there to help them become more automated, more efficient. And then I'd say the whole piece that brings it all together is this new emerging market around digital healthcare and what can we do for them to automate and provide data from that whole experience.
So fantastic. A lot of different thoughts here. The logistics of operating at surgery centers, sort of the patient selection issues, automation issues, digital health issues, and just overall broad support for the surgeons, the administrators, the owners running surgery centers as well as the national companies to go with best-in-class medical device firm. And talk for a moment about, I mean, I can sort of understand how this is different, how you're trying to touch things much, much further beyond just episode of care. Talk about how you view it as different, you know, patient positive connections, how that's different, and what do you see as next with positive connections?
Sure. What's next is an endless possibilities, I'd say, Scott, just because it's a never-ending, unfinished resource in my mind. As we uncover more needs, we will develop and provide resources for that. That's the commitment that Smith & Nephew is making. What we've identified now is just sort of the now needs, right? The things that we've discussed. But there will be needs that we don't see right now, and that until the mass of physicians move from the hospital to the ASC, we'll learn more and we'll figure that out and it will evolve. So I would say that you know, that answers that question. It's unfinished business, if that makes sense.
100%. I think that's the right way to look at it. It's almost like the never stop learning approach. You're going to keep on trying to get better. You sound very enthusiastic, very attuned to this role. Or take a moment on a 1 to 10 scale, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. How excited are you about this role and this opportunity to work with surgery centers and to be bigger than the device company and be closer and more connected to your physician partners, your owners, your surgery centers? On a 1 to 10, how excited are you about this role?
I would have to go back to Spinal Tap and say that I'm an 11. This is just such an exciting market.
You know, you're dialing the volume up to 11 when there's only 10 on it. You're from my generation, so that gives you away. As a Spinal Tap fan, I commend that. The Laura, one other decision. How do people learn more about this, and how do they connect with you for more information or connect with Smith & Nephew about the Positive Connections program?
Sure. I mean, one of the components I think I left out that's probably the most important is the people, right? I started by saying, how are we different and what is Positive Connections doing? And the first thing I mentioned was the people. And we have a dedicated team. So when people out there want to know more about how do they access Positive Connections and all the mass of resources that are tied to that, we have a team we call Area Business Directors. They're positioned regionally throughout the country. And they're really the conduit for communication from the company, the liaison from the company to the customers and from the customers back to the company. We also have other resources that we've developed over the last month, our Think Positive Connections website. And we also have, and through that, they can access outpatient total joint training program. That is a really great tool for de novo centers and their teams to be trained on how to make that migration more smoothly and to become more aware and knowledgeable about all the resources and the support that we can help them with. So I'd say that go to the people who have the resources and the knowledge, and they can help guide them and steer them on all the ways they can take advantage of the positive connections, support tools, resources, and digital health platform.
Well, what a magnificent connection between yourself, Vice President of Ambulatory Surgery Centers at Smith & Nephew, and Smith & Nephew, a magnificent device company, you know, long-term leader in orthopedic space. Just a great pleasure to visit with you today, Laura, and congratulations on the remarkable work that you're doing with Surgery Centers, and continue good luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.